Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. And if you're just joining us, normally at the beginning of the first hour, I give a little summary of the week. The week wasn't all that exciting. Getting over COVID a little bit and finally getting out and about a little bit. But the biggest event of the week was attending the memorial service for my friend and well-known outdoorsman, Doug Wigfield. Doug passed away last Saturday night after a tremendous battle with cancer, and a very nice service at his church in Salisbury. We three team members of Bucks, Bears, Stags attended and wrote a nice tribute to Bob Newton, our scoring director, wrote a nice tribute to Doug on the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, and I shared his information. And people all across the state and the region know Doug and knew Doug, and you know, the comments were very nice. So quite a man, accomplished hunter, loved turkey hunting. His job as a biologist with Department of Natural Resources, he helped it reintroduce the turkey onto the eastern shore, and you see the results of that. Did an amazing Sika deer studies, bald eagle and peregrine falcon studies. So anytime now on I see an eagle or I hear a Sika deer bugle or I hear a turkey gobble, Doug will be on my mind. So he will be missed. He definitely will be missed. And any of you who own a Sika seducer, call. Doug originated that. I know he sold over 5,000 of them across the region. So his wife will be taking over that business here soon. So anyway, let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. I vaguely knew of the gentleman, but I've had two deaths in our family this past week.
Oh my gosh!
Too much of that going on. My daughter is part of a 5-team girl fishing team in this rockfish tournament that's going on right now.
Right.
And I just wanted to let the listeners know, if they hear a boat out there, it sounds like a chicken coop. That's the girls out there. So it sounds like a floating chicken coop.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been with three of them in my boat. Make sure you have some ibuprofen, because they
yeah. But I bet they can outfish. I bet they can almost outfish you, can't they, Lee?
I couldn't get a cast in.
No.
You know, I couldn't throw a cast inside the boat, let alone in the water.
Exactly. I hear you.
It's got to be a fiasco. And it's a very competitive tournament. So she's told me a little bit of the story yesterday, and it's pretty entertaining. But it'll be wonderful if they all don't have a cat fight out there.
Exactly.
It sounds like all five of them have different ideas of where to go, what to do. But they'll, it did sound like they were having fun. But
that's a good thing. Yep.
It is a good thing. Apparently it's the only all-girl team within the tournament. I'll tell you, they the guys and it just best watch out, because I tell you, I've fished with them, and they all of them have their own techniques and places to go, and it's
that's right.
It should be an event, to say the least. So, Alan, I've been having a ball dipping. I think I've talked about it previous, but I've been dipping crabs in the Patapsco, and I really haven't done it before. My son found a long-handled crab net, and I did it yesterday by myself for about 3 hours, and I caught 2 dozen, but they were beautiful, beautiful big. I guess it all relates with the full moon and whatnot. But I did catch one soft crab too.
Right.
So that was. I've never been a. In my younger days, I did a lot of crabbing, but I just got back into it because I literally forgot how fun it was to catch crabs. It's something different I'm trying and learning a lot, to say the least, of where how to maneuver the net because those suckers are awfully fast.
Well, nice when an old dog learns new tricks from time to time, right?
Every once in a while, something comes up.
All right. Very cool.
I just wanted to share that. So any of the listeners here, a chicken coop out there, just be warned.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, Matt in Pasadena, thanks for holding, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good, Alan. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
I just called to get in the contest.
Well, you're in.
Rockfish are biting.
I heard.
Capsco.
Yep, that's what I heard. License. Yep, good. Any throwbacks, anything over 20, anything over 24?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. They still find a lot of floaters out there now because of that?
So the buddies going out on the boats, they've seen some, but I'm just fishing right off the shore and haven't really seen any floating up.
I got you. Well, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. So, all right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Sharon. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Giving away a muzzle loader. This next week, the last Saturday of the month, and then one in October, one in November, and we might have a little surprise for you. We're also giving away a fishing tackle package, which is surface lures for striped bass from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Get in one or both. Call in. 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. He will record your name and your phone number. Next week, everybody's name gets a corresponding number. We roll the wheel, the random number generator program on the telephone, and whosoever number comes up and it matches a name, that's who wins. Very nice, right? You got it. All right. Hey, Backyard Billy's is having a sale. They really are, and I think you want to take an interest in this one if you're looking for, a few pieces of backyard furniture. Till the end of September, Backyard Billy's giant selection of in-stock, colorful, poly, outside dining furniture, including tables and chairs, is now on sale for 50% off. Wow. All in-stock Adirondack chairs, except for one brand, DuraComfort, are buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. On the Adirondack chairs. Buy one, get one free. Select in-stock lounge furniture is also 50% off. You can see Backyard Billy's backyard from Route 50. Just get off on exit 44B right past their backyard, Evans Avenue. Keep right to Drummer Drive. You'll find the gym sets. Just five or six different models of gym sets. As you know, the sliding boards, the swings, all that deal. Great Christmas kids for the grandkids, storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, all at Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and the Delaware beaches. Remember, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America, a division of Backyard Billy's, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. That's where we got our gas fireplace insert. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, or a freestanding wood or pellet stove with exceptional service and prices. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Yes, indeed. Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, waterfowlers, listen to this. They've got the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S-2, Max's autoloader shotgun in our camo. That's Browning's proprietary brand of camo, the Browning Maxis 2, reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance, composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad and inflex recoil pad and oversized controls. Throw this to your shoulder, and you won't want to take anything else into the duck blind with you, unless you want to take a look at the A5 Wicked Wing vintage camo model. Super reliable autoloader duck hunting shotgun featuring the kinematic drive recoil operation, the composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver, Cerakote bronze on the barrel. It's a beautiful combination of vintage camo and bronze Cerakote. It's got an oversized bolt release and extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes and corrosion-resistant chrome bore. ABS case is included. That's the A5 Browning from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe. Since 1957, that phone number, 410-242-6108. The new website is ClydeSportsShop.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got. Call the ballot box. If you don't like who's in there, vote 'em out. Vote 'em out.
Vote
'em
out.
Vote 'em
out. Vote 'em out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote 'em out.
Bunch of clowns you voted in. Election day is coming round again. If you don't like it now, if it's more than you'll allow, if you don't like who's in there, vote 'em out. Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start the show again. And if you don't like who's in there, we'll vote them out.
All right, enough of that, Willie. We got the point, but you know what? You got to vote. You got to register. You got to vote. You got to vote. You got to vote. This election, this upcoming federal election on November 5th, is probably one of the most important elections of my lifetime, for sure, no question. And that was said in the last cycle in 2020, and you see the results of the current administration. You see the candidate that both sides are offering, and it's up to you to make a decision. Vote your conscience. Vote for the person you believe best represents your interest as far as leader of this country. So you'll have to make that decision on your own. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving away a muzzleloader at the end of this month. I think I mentioned that. If you can't win if you don't enter. The way you enter is call in, leave your name and phone number with our producer, Aaron, and then go on the air with me very briefly. Enter one or both contests either way. You still got to say, hi, I just want to get in the contest, like the last caller did. If you care to raise a question, make a comment, you're certainly welcome to do that. That's what this show is all about. It's a talk radio show. Two-way talk that includes not just me talking, but you with us talking together. So how's that sound? All right. You can also enter by email if you're shy. The email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. In the subject line, put muzzleloader contest, contest, ML contest, whatever you want. Include your first and last name and your phone number in the email and say, please enter me in the contest. We will accept that entry as well, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That means you're listening, so that's pretty cool. Our podcasts are up to date. Aaron does a wonderful job of taking this broadcast, editing it, and then forwarding it to our webmaster, Brian Tilton, who happens to live in Florida. Brian then proceeds to enter it onto the website, ellisoutdoors.com, and I will be honest with you, that website needs an update badly, and we will get to that as soon as we possibly can. Just been facing some other issues here, health issues for both Robin and I, but everything's fine. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's still doing good. Some of us are improving. I just told Aaron off the air that tomorrow's going to be fun as I prep for my colonoscopy on Monday. It's been a while since I had a colonoscopy, probably 15 years, so I'm due. I am due. So I urge everyone to monitor your health, including that part of it, which is, you know, not exactly comfortable or tasteful, but it's something that needs to be done, and you could save your life for years to come. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes, and I'll let you know next week how that went. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. thank you for the text. Yes, I agree. Mike in Rosedale. Good. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Alan.
Good. What's up?
Hey, I'm getting ready to leave. I have a gunpowder right there at Ebenezer. Go fishing.
Good for you.
Any hot spots?
there in the gunpowder?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. Did you have a lot of rain this week? We had a fair amount the other night. You're gonna want to look for the areas. I know after a long dry summer that river was probably a little bit low. Am I right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So you're gonna want to look for those channel edge, you know, those pools and some of those edges, in and out of those pools. You know,
okay.
If you know where the water comes in, there's going to be fish ambush the stuff that washes downstream, and where the pool exits, they're going to be staging down there too, and then they'll probably be roaming, you know, for minnows and crayfish in the deeper pools. But you know, what kind of fish are you fishing for? Anything that bites, or are you targeting something?
Easy day, whatever we catch.
Whatever we catch.
Bass lures. We throw them all back. But
yeah, sure.
Getting out there.
Yeah. Do you have anything that imitates a crawfish? Crayfish?
Yes. I got plenty of stuff that looks like crawfish.
Yep. Crawfish, little crawfish crankbait always works great. You know, and people tend to use a too big of a bait sometimes in the smaller streams and in the smaller holes. I like to use, if I'm fishing for bass, I like to use a little smaller bait. I don't know what number it is, but something that's, you know, 2 inches or under. If you got something like that, and just toss it out there. Any of the smaller Rapallas will work well. And, you know, if you can do a little surface fishing, just throw out there and let it drift downstream a little bit. And when it starts to come, you know, directly downstream from you, give it a little twitch and then, you know, reel it a few inches and then let it pop up to the surface. Give it a pop, a jerk, and let it come up to the surface a little bit. And smallmouths love that. So.
Okay. So
right.
Have they started stocking for fall trout?
I haven't seen anything yet. I really haven't.
Okay.
So,
okay. All right. I usually enjoy that, too.
Oh, yeah, no question at all.
Walking the streams, catching trout.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. So.
Okay, well, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Bye.
All righty. Doug in Rock Hall. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
I'm
what can we do for you?
This morning, wholesale.
You're selling crabs wholesale this morning?
We're hauling them.
Oh, you're hauling them. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Just
gotcha.
Called to put my name in for the contest.
All right. Well, Doug, are you now? You're selling crabs wholesale, so you're going to a place that resells them retail, right? You supply some
yes,
of those
sir.
Places. I got it. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you, Doug.
Yep. You too. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Joe in Graysonville. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How you doing, Al?
Doing well. What's going on?
You'll never guess what I've seen the other day.
I'll never guess what you saw the other day. Where were you or what county? And tell me where you were.
Graysonville.
A coyote.
Huh?
A coyote.
No. A mother turkey with 5 little hens.
Oh, wow, 5 little poles. Great, man, that's great. They were probably, at this stage, they were probably at least half her size, weren't they?
No, these were just little ones.
Really? Well, that's a late one.
Like the size of peach, you know.
Really? This late? That's amazing to me, because normally this time of year, they're about half grown.
Yeah, and I've also seen a little deer. He couldn't even stand up. He was just, you know, wobbling.
Again late. So if a deer's born right now, that means it was bred 200 days ago, which is what, 5 months? Bred in February and March. Yeah, it's a 200 day gestation period. So,
yeah.
Did you count the spots?
Yeah, I didn't count them, but has little spots all over.
How many? Do you know how many spots a fawn has?
No, I don't know.
300.
Maybe. 300. Yeah. I know there's a lot of spots.
There. Yeah. 200-day gestation period. So when you see a fawn that's that small, you count back 200 days, and you go, man, that girl bred late, which is entirely possible. And then, you know, all the fawns in general have about 300 spots on them. So,
yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, another Joe, Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that now that it's fall, you know, that you could have a pumpkin spice colonoscopy.
Thank you, no.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
I know.
But, you know, listen, with all of the sadness and hearing about the people, the man that died, and seriously, and I, but I do remember that once upon a time hearing about a guy who, he said, you know, he says, he was 100 and some odd years old, and they said, attribute his longevity? And he said, well, you know, he says, in their 40s and 50s, people were dying of heart attacks. He says, you got to keep down stress. He says, eat well. He says, and then there was the cancer was getting some of them, and he says, you got to eat well and get regular checkups and all of that. And then he says, he noticed people were dying in their sleep, and the guy said, well, what do you do about that? He says, well, every night before I go to bed, I drink a quart of beer.
Wow.
Wake up every morning and head for the bathroom.
Yeah, that would do
Isn't
it.
Isn't that terrible?
That is terrible. Quart of beer? That makes me awake every 2 hours. So
I know I was going to say, especially nowadays. But I do want to say, listen, in all seriousness, stay on the right side of the dirt. It's important.
No question. That's the goal. Absolutely.
And I hope you and Robin will have a wonderful rest of this week and all of the rest of this month and next month.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hope we brought a smile to your face.
You did indeed. Thank you so much. All right. There he goes. Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service. I'll tell you, these folks are great. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They specialize in Bridgestone and Firestone and recommend them over all others, but if you need something else to fit your vehicle, like a Michelin or a Yokohama or something, they have all that. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard. Your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, if it has a tire on it, they've got the tires. And farmers, pay attention. Spurrier's Tires will come to your farm and take care of your tires on whatever piece of equipment you might have that needs a tire. From your tractors to your trucks to your harvest machinery and everything else. I see some corns being cut around the shore now. How about that? Those guys may run over a deer antler and get a tire, hole in their tire. Spurrier's will come out and fix it. You know what? Spurrier's offers tire repair and full service automotive repair. They have tires for any kind of trailer that you tow or any kind of ATV, side by side or, you know, three wheeler, four wheeler. Spurrier's has the tires. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. All right. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrierstire.com, 822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service. I'm asking a question here. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too, just a hole in the wall. And we fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island and were impressed with their service, their quality, and their pricing. The premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They have provided us with outstanding, friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop in the showroom soon. Soon you will be ready for the coming chilly weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line there, buddy? All right, cool. There's an entry online. Yep, thank you, Michael. Gotcha, you're in. Super duper. And we've had several emailers get in the contest. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Reminder, if you'd like to listen to the show, here's something that you want to listen to longer or more or any time you want, Ellis EllisOutdoors.com is the website, and click on the Outdoors and Radio Show button. It'll take you into the site, and you will see at the top where it says podcast. So you can hear any show from any time back probably about 10 years. And Aaron does a great job sending those up to our buddy, and or sending those to Florida to be put on the website, our web guy, Brian Tilton. So anyway, let's see who's online here shortly, and there we go. Just waiting for a second to let this caller come in. Who is it? John in Delaware? Don in Delaware. Okay, good morning, Don. How are you?
Yeah, but right off of Route 1, about 1 or 2 miles before you get to the exit of Middletown and Odessa,
yeah,
I saw some very young deer. I don't think I ever seen them that small. I would just say, I doubt if they were twins. I doubt if they were about 20 pounds apiece. They must have been just born, I would think.
Yeah, very recently, probably within a week or so. Did they still have spots on?
Yeah, it went real fast because, you know, we were...
Yeah, you're driving, I get it. Sure, sure.
They were... I could see about maybe 3 or 4, you know, you couldn't really count them.
Yeah. Right. I still have one with spots on coming into the trail camera. It was there 2 nights ago, so, you know. But, yeah, it's amazing. So the deer have the capacity to breed up into February and March. A little late, but, you know, and that's what makes a fawn so small this time of year, you know.
I don't think I really ever seen a deer that young, you know.
Right.
You know, something like that. We've been seeing right around the earliest as July, you know, they're coming out, you know, as late as 10 o'clock in the morning and as early as 5 in the evening. And I usually don't see them around July. So I don't know what, maybe it's because of the building all these homes around.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, because we see, it's odd because I've never seen as many wildlife as I usually see because, like, as far as February, we saw a coyote.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
It spotted us and some foxes around here. We have a cat, outside cat that hangs around. We've been putting food out. We've been getting visitors from a family of skunk and... what do you call a possum? Last night, a couple little possums were on the porch cat food. So,
well, be careful. Be careful with that. I'm serious. Be careful with that because some skunks and raccoons, in particular, can carry rabies. So you just want to be careful with keeping them close to the house like that. Okay?
Oh yeah. Well, you know the thing is, I mean, they see us and they take off. So you got to be very careful when you see, you know, because usually they're afraid of us. But
gotcha.
Yeah, on something like that. So, but I've never seen as many. There's three sizes I've seen of the skunk. The one that's a real big one's got to be the grandmother or father. That it would be make a nice hat. That's how big it is. The one is the real skinny, like you would see, like a Familia Prue, and that's very distinctive. It's real thin with that dark white, with that white streak in the back. And the smaller one, that you're very visible, you can hardly see the disform and the white streak coming down the back of that.
Yeah.
And, it's really interesting and fascinating. I never... you know, seen them come up as close, you know. I guess they've been, you know, being chased out with all these homes they're building around here.
Well, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you for calling, and thanks for the wildlife update.
Okay, yeah, you take care now.
All right, bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Jim in Middle River. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Good luck with your procedure Monday.
Yeah, can't wait.
But I tell you what, you got to get it done.
Oh, no question.
Yep. Just real quick, heading into the woods sometimes, I'll be walking to my tree stand or something like that, get up in it, and I start thinking about the days when my dad used to take me and my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that great?
6 years old.
Yep. Isn't that great when you have great thoughts like that? You know, it really is.
get them kids out.
You're not kidding. You are not kidding.
Get them out.
There's so many distractions for youngsters these days. We were talking, I was talking to...
That telephone, man, I tell you, that was destruction of everything.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's certainly an advanced technology, past way past where we ever thought it would be in our lifetime. But I will tell you this. We were talking the other day at the gathering at Doug's Memorial, one of the fellows and I, and we were talking about, you know, technology and the advancements and that type of thing. But we were also talking about, you know, us older guys now, you know, looking back and remembering, you know, going hunting with our dad and, you know, those experiences too. I still remember great, great times fishing with my dad and hunting with my dad. So, yes, indeed, it's always good to think of that, and it's good to pass it down. So my grandkids will never meet their great grandfather, but they'll find out about him for sure. So.
Oh yeah, that memories last forever.
Indeed, indeed. Part of the greatest generation, you know, those fellows that served in war to save our country and they sacrificed for the flag, you know.
All that.
Yep. And hey, listen, thanks for the call.
Okay, I'm in a hurry. Got to go. See you.
All right, thanks, Jim. See ya. Mason in Woodlawn. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning, Alan. I think we're old buddies or something. Didn't you grow up or come around over off Winslow Road? In Woodlawn?
Well, I lived in that area for 30 years right off Liberty Road.
There you go.
Yeah.
I have 2.5 acres here along 70, and I have all kind of problems with deer.
Uh-huh.
I've got the coyotes running up and down. And we used to hunt all over by the Social Security building. It used to be A.J. Anderson Farm, and we used to fish off the bridge here before they built the Social Security building back in 1962.
Wow, that's a while back.
Now, if you remember that.
Mm-mm.
And Security Boulevard was there. The only thing there was Dogwood Road and Windsor Road.
Right.
You know? But they were good old days. Today,
right.
Everybody has attitudes, and I don't know what the problem is. Everybody's in a hurry to do nothing, you know?
Well, that's a good assessment, Mason. Appreciate it.
I'm telling you. All right, Alan, I just want to call and say good morning.
Good morning, Mason. Thank you.
I hope your wife is doing well. And
she's getting there. I've been saying for months she's getting there. She had a little downturn in May, June, but she's coming around now, which is really, really good. We're good to see it. She lost a lot of weight, and get this red blood cell thing figured out. She'll be fine. So thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mason. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Mary Elizabeth, good morning. How's things in Towson this morning?
Yes, they're doing well. They look beautiful and doesn't look like rain.
No, that's for sure. I don't see the forecast today.
Yes. Well, thanks again for all that you know and the program. It's just unbelievable. We really appreciate it. I learn something new every time, and just also want to let you know we're praying for Robin.
That's great.
This happens with the fibromyalgia diagnosis.
Yeah, the fibromyalgia hasn't been the major thing right now. It's everything else, so.
Oh, yeah. My.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
a lovely woman. Tell her, you know, she has friends in Towson, Moncton, and Bel Air.
I appreciate
that.
In
Maryland.
I appreciate that so much.
We have prayer meetings on Monday, us ladies. So we will keep her lifted up. We need her. She was so fun. We like you as well. You know what we're saying.
I do. I understand. I get it. I get it 100%. So.
You make a great team.
Indeed.
Anyway, could I join the muffle loader?
Muffle loader. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yep. Just stay on hold, and Aaron will get your name and number. Okay.
All right. You have a great weekend, and again, we're praying you guys are back up and running all around again. Thank you so much.
You guys don't hang up. Let me talk to Aaron. Aaron, will you catch Mary Elizabeth, please? Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, while he's doing that, I'm going to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe. If you want a really, really nice high-powered rifle, of course the X-Bolt is out there for hunting. The Hunter model is, you know, not quite like the X-Bolt Medallion, but if you want to put a, you know, if it's all about the aesthetics for you, Well, the X-Bolt Medallion, a beautiful gun, high gloss finish walnut stock. It's got a rosewood fore-end cap and grip cap, and it's got polished and engraved blued steel receiver, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and adjustable trigger. This is the kind of rifle, you know, you used to dream of when you were young, you know. Hey, when can I get a great bolt-action rifle to replace my 30-30 or whatever it was you started with? The A-Bolt Medallion is that rifle. If not, if you like the auto-loader feature of a semi-automatic, well, then there's the BAR MK2 Safari model. The auto-loading BAR MK2 Safari features a traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, and a polished blued and engraved steel receiver. It's got reliable gas piston operation and a detachable box magazine if you like the idea of a quick follow-up shot with an auto-loader. The BAR MK2 Safari is the one to find. And one more suggestion for those of you who like shotgun sports. Well, two more suggestions. Anything that says Satori on it, as far as over and under, Satori CXT, the White Lightning, the Field Model, they're all great firearms from Browning. And the BT-99 is a trap-specific single-shot shotgun that you will take a look at. Full-line Browning dealers, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, whoops, Halethorpe, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportShop.com is the website. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, it'll be Clyde Sport Shop, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Brayon Truckliners.
Mil-Spec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, that went fast this morning, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate all the calls, all the entries in the contest. Again, you can enter online or reach out with any question or comment to me, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. That's the email address. So, hey, it's time for me to say get out, stay safe, enjoy your friends, love your family, love your Lord, and pray for our country. See you next week.